Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is a Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Last night was Dynamite, and this was the follow-up to the pay-per-view, the Redemption pay-per-view this Sunday. And I thought it was pretty great. It was long. I believe it had the longest overrun in the history of Dynamite. 34 minutes was the length of the overrun. But it was, I think, probably the best follow-up show to a pay-per-view they've ever done. If there is one big weakness in AEW as far as Dynamite goes, it's usually they run a pay-per-view, and then the first Dynamite after the pay-per-view is kind of like, you know, nothing happens, and we're just kind of starting. I thought this was an excellent edition of Dynamite. Maybe too good in the sense that they did a segment with Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega at the end, that when it was over, it was like, what are you going to do now? I was like, that was like the go-home promo for a show that doesn't air for another month. So anyway, we'll talk about that. We've also got Collision coming up tonight. Collision is tonight. And we got two nights of SummerSlam coming up on Saturday and Sunday. And a lot of other shows to talk about as well. We got new promotions joining My AEW. We got yet another belt being introduced, although I don't think we'll actually see it much on television. Believe it or not, WWE has made a venue change for an upcoming show, which I'm surprised they didn't think of earlier, but they're making moves now, and plenty more. Filthy Tom is going to join us here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FRWOnline at gmail.com. FRWOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez and Filthy Tom Lawler here today. What's going on, Filthy?
Not much. Just got a haircut.
Is that right? Did you do it yourself?
Yeah. No, my
nephew's too good a fade.
My nephew's a barber, so
yeah,
he actually cut it for me.
You look remarkably like Elvis on that picture behind you.
I am a hunk of burning love.
Is
am
that
I not?
Is that a sign? Is that signed by the actual Elvis? Because it's got his signature on it.
No, that's a painting.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah,
it's a painting of Elvis.
Yes,
that's well, nice. It's a nice painting.
Yeah, it is. It is a painting, yeah.
Huh. That's pretty cool. Anyway, we got a lot to get into here today, Tom.
You're an Elvis guy? Continue, please.
There was a... actually, I think it was... I'm trying to remember what it was just a few days ago. Somebody was looking at like the subtitles on this show or something like that. And it listed me as like Brian Elvis. And then I was laughing about it because when Paisley was like maybe six, she got obsessed with Elvis. And all we could listen to ever was Elvis. And she wanted me to buy her books about Elvis. And she wanted me to read about Elvis. And it got to the point where at school, she wanted to be called Pais Elvis. And so then when I went, yes. And then when I went to volunteer, all the kids would call me Mr. Elvis. So that was my name at the school for an entire year, Mr. Elvis. So yes, I know a lot about Elvis. And of course, Granny was an Elvis fan and, you know, she loves to go watch Danny, the Elvis impersonator. And, yeah, I know a little bit about Elvis, but anyway,
My mother's also a big Elvis fan. There's Elvis memorabilia all over the house.
Really?
A lot of it is from me.
Would she like to be a co-host on this program?
No, actually. She was sitting here earlier, and I offered her a spot. My father as well was in the room, but he left.
And neither of them were interested? That's too bad.
They're hired guns, Brian. They're not doing this for free.
Need to support you better, like Granny does. All right. We're going to talk about I'm going to talk about Dynamite later. If you want to talk about the overrun, we can. It was really long. But I liked the show. I thought the show was great. But I want to mention that my AEW has added 6 new promotions. And those include the United Wrestling Network, which includes Memphis's Sunday Night Slam, Hollywood's Championship Wrestling, and New York's Gotham Wrestling. They're adding Metroplex Wrestling from Dallas-Fort Worth, Pro Wrestling Eve from London, England, Revolution Pro, Rev Pro from London, Westside Extreme, WXW from Germany, and AML WrestleCade Entertainment from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The Metroplex Wrestling is the one owned by Athena, who is the Ring of Honor Women's Champion. And my AEW is going to do pay-per-views from RevPro, WXW, and Eve all in August. And the RevPro and Eve shows are being held in London during All In Weekend. I've also announced that Brawl in the Ballpark, an AEW house show, will be airing on my AEW as a free live stream on August 23rd. And that show has a 5-match card. Takes place at Target Field, the home of the Twins. So there you go.
Pretty cool. Those are up there along with Produce Wrestling, which you can order with the code PRODUCEFILTHY.
Mm-hmm. Show coming up Monday. Rocky Romero's show.
Produce Azucar, the main event. Rocky Romero against Mystico. Can you believe it? And can you believe it may be the final appearance of that prick Tiger Mask 4?
Yeah. Are you there? Are you there for commentary on that one?
Oh, I will not miss it for the world,
okay.
Baby.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, Tiger Mask 4 retired from wrestling and 4 days
Rocky,
later was announced for Produce.
You can run, but you can't hide from me, Rocky Romero.
Actually, he might not be able to. Wait, are you on the show Monday? Because you can't be, right? Okay.
Well, I could be, but I choose not to be.
Well, I mean, Rocky might be on the show Monday.
What? How's he going to be on it?
And if he can be on here, you sure can. Just saying. Oh, right. ESPN introducing a new way to celebrate.
You know, Brian, that one hurt. That hurt so much. I'm going to do this.
You don't like that selling?
Not a fan.
No. Yeah.
Not buying. No,
you know,
buy.
You know, I always thought that you should sell what got hurt. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying, Tom?
Well, I'd be selling my pride.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Because, you know, like sometimes you get hit in the mouth and maybe you should go like this because you got hit in the mouth, or you get hit in the back of the head, so maybe you should go like this like you got hit in the back of the head. You know what I'm saying?
Who covers their mouth with both hands when they get hit in the mouth? No one does that. They do that to their nose.
No, I do. Like, you get punched in the face. Ah! Come on. The people up in the cheap seats got to be able to see it.
No, I get punched in the face and I laugh.
Well, you do.
My nose. Yeah.
Yeah. Starting with SummerSlam this weekend, ESPN is introducing a new way to celebrate standout performers at PLEs. Are you ready for this? A custom ESPN championship belt has been created to honor the moment of the night winner at WWE PLEs. The belt is black and red. And as WWE, they're stealing our logo colors, by the way. WWE, ESPN, and SportsCenter branding. So the moment of the night will presumably be awarded on SportsCenter after each PLE ends.
Hey, how fitting is it that they've already seemingly given up on the John Cena Invitational?
I've been told they haven't. It was always going to be at the end of the year. It just got announced when it was for reasons I cannot explain.
We haven't heard anything else about it.
Tom, listen. We have mentioned many times, like, what the heck's going on with the John Cena Classic? But can you tell me what the Continental Cup is that John Moxley threw out last night randomly on the show?
I thought, you know, I told you earlier, I watched the show like with 30 minutes left to go, and I still watched over an hour of wrestling. And then I rewatched it earlier today, and I thought for sure I was going to find out what the hell Mox was talking about in that promo. But lo and behold, no, because now the Continental Classic is the Continental Cup.
No, I think it's something different.
What?
Yes, because they just trademarked recently Continental Cup. And, like, you know, people get on me because, oh, you know, I missed one thing here or whatever. Oh, he doesn't pay attention or whatever. So now it's like a thing where I hear John Moxley comment about that. The whole, he goes, the locker room is a buzz talking about the Continental Cup. And I was like, oh, God, what did I miss now? I'm like, I know I was paying attention to the show. When did they announce a Continental Cup? Then I'm like, do I have to go back and, like, so then I go to the front page. All right, I'll read their report on the show. I'll find out where they announced. Turns out they never announced anything about it. It was like maybe they shot it and forgot to put it on television. Maybe they thought that they had announced it somewhere and didn't. But as far as I know, there has been no announcement of a Continental Cup. But he said it twice. He didn't say it once like it was, you know, oh, I meant to say Continental Classic, but I said Cup. No, he specifically said it twice. Continental Cup. So there's something going on that no one knows about. And I don't know about. Maybe we'll all know about it sometime. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset, All In Lid, isn't about what you wear, it's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership. A reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple: to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I got to say something here. I mentioned this a little bit with Dave last night, but since it was first brought up here on this show, and since Tom was a victim, I want to bring it up here. So yesterday, we were talking about NXT and the Grayson Waller pipe bomb promo, and we agreed that it sucked. And that clip went up on the internet. It was disseminated on social media, and people got upset. They got upset in the comments. They got upset on Twitter. And one fella even targeted you, Tom. He said, name the best memorable Filthy Tom promo. Now, granted, I couldn't, but you were correct in noting our review of the Mummy video. That was a memorable Filthy Tom moment in promo. But anyway, everyone was like going on and on about how it was good. And I was like, dude, I watched it. I didn't think it was good. You know, we both went on and on. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch it again. Which, by the way, and I'm not sure if it was intentional or unintentional comedy, when I said I'm going to go back and watch it again, Dave muttered, that's never a good idea. But anyway, I went back and watched it again. And it sucked. Or is, I mean, it...
Should I just quit?
Should I just quit? Like, what should I do?
No! Not today.
Should I just quit this show?
No. Tom, take over. Brian, you're fired.
No!
Guys, listen, it freaking sucked, okay? Here's the deal, all right? I'm just going to try and get back to just normal life here. It freaking sucked. Because here's the deal, guys. Yes, is Grayson Waller a good promo? Like, does he have good delivery? Is he a good talker? Yeah. When I watched it, did I think, man, that guy can talk? Yes. Did I actually watch it and think, this guy talks better than pretty much anyone else on all of NXT? Yes, okay? But, as I pointed out to the guy that called you out, Tom, what is the point of a promo? Is it just to talk well?
No.
No, it's not.
A promo is promotional. You are promoting something and trying to talk people in the door, trying to talk people into watching the show. And I do not believe that that did much in the way of that at all.
None.
People who think that this is a good pipe bomb style promo or whatever, that was an anti-establishment promo. And during this promo, we had people chanting for the establishment. I don't know if Grayson Waller was supposed to be a heel. I don't know if he was supposed to be a babyface. I don't know if this is an anti-establishment promo. I don't know if it was an anti-Grayson Waller promo. All I know is that I do not think it was effective because the crowd did not buy it. And quite frankly, neither did I as a viewer.
What people don't realize, some of you do, but some of you clearly don't. The original CM Punk pipe bomb promo that everybody talks about to this day is this amazing babyface promo. That promo was designed by Vince McMahon to be a heel promo. CM Punk was supposed to be a bad guy as he tore apart WWE and he tore apart Vince and he tore apart Stephanie. He was supposed to be a bad guy, but everybody agreed with everything he said, and therefore he became a folk hero, and now it's legendary.
The other thing is, in the case of CM Punk, there were people clamoring for CM Punk to get a chance for year after year after year, and his whole gimmick was that he was built upon being an anti-establishment figure. Grayson Waller has not done anything in the realm of that when it comes to legwork for being somebody who's anti-establishment. If anything, he's talking about coming in and being put into the spotlight right off the bat. That is someone who is for, with, and part of the establishment.
Now, the bigger issue to me, whatever you want to say, what did he say in his promo? Okay? This is the crux of it.
Everybody in NXT sucked.
Not how did he deliver the promo. He delivered the promo well, but what did he say? He said, NXT sucks. He said, everyone in NXT sucks, except the women, which ended up getting him cheered. He said, all the men are terrible. All the men are lazy. He said, NXT sucks.
Why would I want to watch this show?
He said, back in the day, we had great champions. Now we don't. Actually, we do have some good champions, he noted, but they all got called up. So everyone here still sucks. Now you've got a brand new star who debuted the week prior, by the way, Cruz Montana. That guy was the champion of TNA.
He was born nasty, God's sake.
But TNA sucks, and it doesn't mean anything to be champion there. He buries Theory, which, you know, I buried Theory myself. But the point is, in storyline, you're burying your partner saying he sucks. But meanwhile, he is in a main event act on the main roster, and you have just vanished off the face of the earth for 2 years. So,
isn't he?
What does that say about you?
Hold on. Isn't Austin Theory part of the tag team champions currently?
Yes. He is one half of the tag team champions.
Austin Theory is on the main roster in the same spot, but Grayson Waller is in NXT.
Yes.
Now, I prefer to watch Grayson Waller over Austin Theory as a character. But
sure. He's a much better promo. That's all true, you know? But at the end of the day, you buried the company, you buried the wrestlers, you buried the partners, you buried the brand new guy who came in who's going for the title, you buried the champion. And so, I mean, what am I, as a fan, supposed to be excited for? To see you wrestle the guy that you said sucked? To win the title to represent the brand that you say sucks? I mean, last night, Dave, I almost had to quit the show there because I was like, you know, the main event angle appears to be Mike Santana, Cruz Montana, versus Tony D.
Cruz, yeah.
Versus Grayson Waller in a three-way. Like, honestly, guys, not just being like tribal or whatever, who could possibly care about that match? Especially after Grayson Waller just buried everybody involved in the match, and also the brand itself and the championship. And then Dave said, and this is actually true, but I couldn't believe my ears, well, they need something when they go head-to-head with All In. Their head-to-head main event for the show headlined by Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega is Grayson Waller, Cruz Montana, and Tony D. What? So no, I did not think it was an effective promo at all. I thought the guy was I thought he delivered it great. I think he's got great delivery. I think what they should have done is have him use his great delivery to, like, talk about how important the NXT title is and what a threat to the title a guy like Cruz Montana might be. But you know what? He's got to go through me first. Something to make me think, okay, you know, that's cool. Instead, he made everything seem like it sucked. And then I'm supposed to want to see him get involved in all of that suck. I don't know. Oh, that sucked. I stand by it. Watched it twice. You know the best part of Dynamite was? What was that? What'd you say?
Slow news day?
Nah. It is kind of a slow news day, but
Well, what are you talking about? We are our PFL and MVP.
Yeah.
Are merging.
Problem is, I'd have to care.
Wow.
Hey, Adam Copeland is going to Maple Leaf Pro. Yep. He's going to be featured on the show. I don't think he's going to bury them and talk about how their secondary and how their champion sucks and how it's a waste of time to watch. Well, but I guess we'll see.
He doesn't have to. It's Canada. Everybody knows that.
Wow. Jeez.
I was just there. You know, I landed in Montreal and not one machine at customs was working. Not one. I had to wait hours. How is that possible?
They have to manually go through everything?
Yes. Well, then the machine started working after a couple hours, but
That sucks, brother. Where are you now? You're in
beautiful New England.
That's right, New England.
Yes, much better than old England.
I guess. Never been there. I liked jolly old England when I was there.
Good, stay out.
You know the best spot on Dynamite was that spot with Commander and Moxley.
We have the good Portland over here.
Where Commander decided that he was going to randomly jump off the top rope and do a round off and a backflip, and Moxley just flipped him off and gave him a cutter on his head. I've watched that animated GIF so many times. It is my favorite spot of 2026. You can see it on my Twitter right now, at Brian Alvarez. It's the greatest. But Tom's going to take you through 2.5 hours of Dynamite when we come back from the break. We're going to see if he can get it done. And we'll see if I can get it done without dropping another F-bomb. Sound good? All right, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, let's do it.
AEW Dynamite from the cradle of civilization, Detroit, Michigan.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know, before the show, I saw that guests of Tony Khan, the Insane Clown Posse,
yeah,
were in the house.
They sure were.
Hey, big time Detroit icons.
I did laugh because our front page had a story saying they weren't sure if Shaggy was there, but the accompanying picture was of Shaggy. So yes, he was there.
I was just watching a video of Shaggy and Violent J talking about their time in WWF and how much they disliked it. And the reason that Shaggy 2 Dope said he disliked working in WWF was because Jerry Lawler would be walking around butt naked everywhere.
Sounds about right.
Butt out, dong out.
Oh yeah.
Everything. The King's jewels on full display for all to see. So Shaggy was not a fan.
Yeah, for those of you that that don't know, that wasn't unusual back then because Buddy Wayne, Nick's father, that was his gimmick. He would go into the locker room and he would just sit there on the bench to chit chat with everybody, completely naked, knowing that it was just uncomfortable for everybody else, but he just absolutely loved to do it. Yes.
Yeah. I've seen current superstar main event wrestlers do unspeakable acts in the locker room, butt naked many times, in the guise of pranks.
Mm.
I was going to elaborate further, but...
Let's not. It's a 2.5-hour show we got to review. Are we going to get going or what?
No, I don't particularly care to be honest. We should probably talk about the Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega promo that ended the show.
Did you like that better than the Willow promo?
I was really into the Omega Ospreay promo.
It was pretty good. It was quite great, actually.
Yeah. I thought it was better than the Willow promo. Although Willow was so emotional in that promo that it really... I mean, it was something else. This show was not bookended, but contained two great promo segments, which while the action on the show was awesome as it usually is, it was like I'm desensitized in a lot of ways to the wrestling on AEW because there is so much of it. We're now dealing with these huge overruns and over half an hour overrun on a show following a pay-per-view, which how long did the pay-per-view go, Brian?
5 hours. After being exact, 4 hours and 51 minutes.
And then tonight, they will follow it up with Collision as well. So, I mean, when it comes to action, it's always good in AEW. It's rare that there is not good wrestling action on a show. But it gets to the point where I really just don't remember it weekly on a week-to-week basis. But I will remember this Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay promo, which closed the show. And so they had been promoting that Kenny Omega was going to come out for the main event segment. And before he could even say a word, Will Ospreay came out. And Omega was basically said, you know, I showed you how I feel about you at the pay-per-view on Saturday when he gave him a one-winged angel. So now he wanted to tell him how he felt about him. And they went back and forth talking about Will Ospreay talked about how much he loved Kenny Omega, how much he looked up to him. Omega talked about Will Ospreay. And, you know, I really agree with Omega. And I am not, like, as a fan, I am not a fan on the side of Will Ospreay. Because when I look at things, to me, this man used the Death Riders to get himself to a certain level. He used them to get the title shot that he wanted, and now he has cast them to the side. And Will talked about coming back from his neck surgery too early, but that he was, you know, in the past, he had even been in AEW trying to carry the flag because Kenny Omega was out injured. And I mean, this was fantastic.
It was very interesting, though, because I also, when watching it, was kind of like, you know, Kenny's right about all this, dude.
Oh, I was 100% on the side of Kenny Omega,
yeah.
Even after he started slapping Will Ospreay. Even after three or four slaps. But Will Ospreay did a great job of turning the crowd back to his side. And really, the return slap by Ospreay that floored Omega, and Omega's response of not, you know, really showing any aggression backwards, but more cowardice and fleeing to the floor after being hit with one slap from Ospreay, I thought was so effective as a subtle heel move. And Ospreay talked about he didn't need the Death Riders to pull the trigger for him. He's willing to pull the trigger himself, and he is going to do it when Kenny Omega sees it coming, and that is at All In. So I thought great, great interview segment to end the show.
I thought both guys were quite great. I did. It is just a weird story. It's not a perfect story. I know people really like it, but I mean, when Kenny explains the story, it is almost like, I want to cheer for Kenny here, not this Will Ospreay guy. But Will Ospreay
well,
is great at playing babyface. And so it's, and plus it's in Wembley, so it's going to be fine. But I mean, if this match were anywhere else, I mean, there's a chance that the fans would get behind Kenny, especially because he just won the title. And, you know, I don't think people, and I want to also say this, that, you know, the reason I love the Willow promo so much and why I actually think that Willow was the best of all four people involved in these two promo segments was because with Ospreay and Omega, I'm excited for the match. It's going to be a great match, okay? I was excited going in. I was excited coming out. But there was, like, nothing in it that made me, like, significantly more excited. Like, you know, I was at a 6 in interest. Now I'm at a 9. You know, I just thought they did a great job with this promo. It felt like a great go-home promo, even though there's 4 weeks left. But the Willow promo, that was a promo where when it was over, it was like, you cannot take the title off Willow. You just can't. I don't care what your plan is. I don't care that Mercedes was supposed to be champion already. I don't care that you've been building up her winning the title for God only knows how long, and she's never won that title, and we're going to Wembley, and Mercedes winning that title at Wembley is like a big moment and everything. I don't care. After that Willow promo, you cannot take the title off her. You just can't. That's how good she was. She made me want her to never lose that belt ever. So, I got to give her credit.
Yeah, Willow did an in-the-ring interview with Renee and talked about how in the past, you know, there were people that looked at her and said that a woman like her wasn't going to be able to do it. They weren't going to be able to be a champion. But, you know, she's quirky, weird. I can't remember what other adjectives she used to describe herself, but she is there. She has done it. She got huge "You Deserve It" chants from the crowd. She was crying. She was emotional. She said that she was so down after being injured, but that there was one person who pulled her out of it, and it was her mom, Jill. So the crowd started chanting for Jill. Of course, Mercedes Moné came out and they did a back and forth. Like you said, they were both great here. Mercedes talked about how Willow was always the one in her way and writing her name all over Mercedes' story. And Willow essentially said what you said. She said, you know, she's going to be in the way. She's not going to lose that title. And this was another great, great promo segment. And then the Divine Dominion showed up. They beat down Willow until the Brawling Birds, the best team in AEW tag team history.
Is that right?
Came out and made the save. Well, they sure are the women's division. You're going to argue with that?
They're
going to be the champions after Wembley. They damn
well. That's for sure.
Be.
They better.
I'm a big fan of these Brawling Birds. Mm. They kind of remind me of like the Bar, you know?
Well, they are the female version of the Bar, actually. We had an Andrade Jungle Boy Nick Wayne three-way, which was very good. Andrade obviously won that. We had Brodito and Speedball against the Don Callis family, which Speedball got the win there to set up his match with Fletcher next week. That was very good. Copeland and Christian sit down with the Young Bucks was a very good interview. Like, I'm not saying that AEW interviews are bad, because certainly WWE promo segments can be excruciating, like some of the Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins ones of late. But I would say that even the most hardcore sicko will say that AEW's strength is the matches, not the promos. But on this show, I mean, we had multiple really, really good interview segments to the point that, like, the matches were great, but really all we're talking about the next day is the promos. That's very rare for AEW. So this one was really good as well. We had Maya World beating Persephone for the TBS title. And I'll just say this. I have heard from many people in WWE who are just baffled at Tony's usage of Persephone. They're just like, what's this guy doing? She's got so much potential. You know, if her deal comes due, WWE is going to want her instantly. And meanwhile, all she does is show up on TV and do jobs as the CMLL Women's Champion. And then John Moxley and Commander had that spot. And then the Conglomeration versus Gates of Agony and Ricochet Trios title change. New champions, Tom.
Yeah, nonstop all-action match. That that Moxley and Commander match.
Yeah.
Why did Commander get a title shot without having to qualify for it?
I have no idea why that match took place. But like when it was over, I was so happy I watched it. That was a fun match.
I mean, was it nothing more in storyline than Moxley saw Fletcher and Commander a few weeks ago and then was like, man, I want to have an awesome match like that as well?
Tom, I got to say something about this. There's no reason for this to be a championship match.
No, zero.
If you look at the opening match, like Nick Wayne and...
That wasn't a title match?
No, it was. But Nick Wayne and Jungle Boy, they literally just lost Sunday. There was no reason for them to get a title match. And
Jungle Boy was that... He was the champion of that belt previously.
Yes. But my point is, they do matches to do matches. And it's funny because every time I complain about why did this person get a championship match? Why didn't this person get a championship match? I always hear these nerds on the internet go, that's why we need rankings. If we got the rank, and they go on and on about the rankings. Guys, do you guys realize it's fake? You don't need rankings to book a logical reason for a team to get or not get a championship match. You can just book it right. Not to mention, in order for rankings to work, you have to book it right. And some of you don't seem to recall that when they had rankings, this same thing happened. Oh, why is the number one ranked person not getting a championship match, but number six is? This same thing happened. The rankings were not the problem. Thank God they're gone. Get out of here, Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. If you want a full recap of NXT and AEW Dynamite, Brian and Vinny's show tonight, only for subscribers. We'll be covering that. And then this weekend as well for subscribers. Saturday night, I guess I'll be in charge of night one of SummerSlam because Dave will not be in town. So we're going to cover SummerSlam on Saturday night as well as Sunday night. So three shows covering...
Are there cards for these shows?
Yeah. I'll go over it here very quickly. We got cards for both nights, official cards. Night one has got CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, Lesnar, Nova Femi, Hell in a Cell, Liv Morgan, Io Sky, Women's World Title, Gunther, Nick Aldis, the Solo, LA and Royce versus Jacob Fatu and the Usos, and the Bellas and Paige versus Fatal Influence, those six-person matches. And night two has Roman and Seth, the women's ladder match for the interim title, the Sami Zayn Finn Balor number one contenders match, Danhausen and Dominic Mysterio, money on a pole match, Trick and Baron Corbin for the U.S. title, and Penta and Chad Gable for the Intercontinental title. So those are the cards for SummerSlam, officially.
Nice.
Yeah.
I guess I'll be watching them.
Yep, and we'll cover those on the weekend subscriber only audio shows at WrestlingObserver.com or Apple Podcasts.
My summer has been slammed already.
Or Spotify or YouTube. You can watch us, listen to us on all of those. And Tom will be back. I don't know when next week. When are you going to be back?
next Tuesday, I believe.
All right. Tell me back Tuesday.
Because on Monday, I'll be at Produce.
Correct.
Azucar.
Correct, correct. And Rocky will be on the show, but this guy won't, I think. We'll figure it out. Back in a moment. Meaning,
no,
next
won't.
Time, Observer Live.